We're here at the beginning of the fifth Perikei Na'omdim. We're on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're up to Tana Rabbanan. It's about, 12, 13, 14, maybe 15 lines down from the top. And I just want to say something about this Perik. It's only about 5 blot long, but it's probably the longest Perik in Shas. I didn't check that out scientifically. But, you know, Daf Yomi for this Perik is really murder, because to fit it into a short amount of time, I don't know how you do it. So I'll try to fly, because I know people like a fast Daf Yomi Shia, but it's really impossible. I know, even to read the Daf, just words, the words in Hebrew without translation, would take me an hour or twice that amount. It's the largest Perik. Every single Daf is so large. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan. Now, this brisa that we're about to learn seems to have a little different twist than our Mishnah about the proper attitude for tefillah. Ein omdim l'spalel before Shmona Esrei, lo mitoch din, lo mitoch dvar halocha, el mitoch halocha psuka. No mention here of COVID rush that we spoke about in our Mishnah, but he's telling you that if you're being ma'ayin into a din, you're being ma'ayin into dvar halocha, and you want to see the various aspects, and you want to be mefalpil, that's not going to give you the right attitude. That's going to impact on your attitude for Shmona Esrei mitoch halacha psuka. You know, learn just simple halachas. You don't require iyun, and therefore you won't be distracted during your davening. The Gemara says, "Hey, chidomi halacha psuka. What is exactly halacha psuka?" Amar Abaye, ki hod Rabbi Zera, tiomer Rabbi Zera. This is a very famous halacha of Rabbi Zera. You'll see it in Masechet Nida, but it's quoted in many places. On a Doraisa level, a woman is not a Nida to require 7 Nikiyim unless she has a number of different Re'iyos on 3 different days consecutively. Then she becomes a Zava Gedola. But Omer Rabbi Zera, Benos Yisrael, Echmir Al-Atzman, the daughters of Israel, took upon themselves a Chumash Hafilu Roas Tipas Dam Kechardol. And it's very difficult to assume that this tipas dam kechardol, a very small amount of dam, could have been 3 re'ios on 3 consecutive days. And nevertheless, yoshvos aleha shivas nekiim, they'll count zayin nekiim for this tipas dam, considering themselves as a zava gedola. And it doesn't matter whether they saw this dam during the period of time when they should become a nido, if they saw it during the 11 days between nido and nido, which are the Yemei Ziva, they were always machmer, straight across the board. Because they knew that women are not always bekios to know exactly where they're holding the Yemei Nidus or the Yemei Ziva. Very difficult to calculate those days, especially according to the Shita Sarama, which is not for now. And therefore they were machmer on themselves to be noeg in all cases, that if they see a tipas dam, they are considering themselves as zava gedola, and they require zayin nikiyim. Even if they saw just a tipas dam, they were machmer on themselves to sit zayin nikiyim as a zava gedola, and not to be mechalik from this kind of ria, that kind of ria, this size of ria, that size of ria. This has nothing to do, by the way, with samim, which is not something that they feel coming out of their body. They see it on a beged. That's a different story. Then it depends on the size of the keser. But in any event, in order to avoid any kind of toes, Reb Zeris says that there were no egg to sit zayin nekiyim even for a tipas dam. And that's a halacha psuka. It doesn't require iyun. I mean, just simple, straightforward halacha that We wait. We count zayin nekiyim. Require zayin nekiyim because of a tipas dam kechardol. Now again, you know, if we had time, you know, there's a lot here to talk about in terms of dinei tuma and being noeg dinei tuma in a case where you saw such a small amount of dam. The Mishnah, for example, in Nida, I'll just mention it very quickly, says that although a Nida becomes Tmeya, the Kol Shehu, that's only in a case where we apply this separate Chumrah that Reb Zera mentions. You know, we could have said a Chumrah that if, let's say, she sees not a Mashu of Dam, but she sees a serious amount of Dam Maruba, even if she sees it once, maybe you could say that she already began the state of Ziva of Zivas Dam Yomayim before that, and then she only saw the Dam on Yom Shlishi, and therefore she's a Zavah Gedola. But certainly, if she saw only a Tipas Dam Kechadel, a Kolshu of Dam, then that would be a special Chumrah that they accepted on themselves. There's no way you could say about the Tipas Dam that it was held up in the Kosei Arechem for 3 days, and really she had three Rias on three consecutive days that she would require Zayin Nekiyim. This is a real chumrah that the Bnos Yisrael accepted upon themselves. The Gemara Masecht Nida clarifies that Rebbe made a takana in the Sados that we shouldn't be mechalik between Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. We should always consider that it might be Yemei Ziva. And the minug, therefore, is that every year of 1 day or 2 days, we're going to count the Yemei Ria, and then 6 days for Tefillah. In other words, if she saw only 1 day, she'll count 6 days. If she saw 2 days, then instead of seven, it'll be on the 8th day. And if it was Dam Ziva, then she becomes a Zava Ketana, which is called the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Again, there are many, many different nuances of halachas here in Nida, but this halacha is a halacha psuka, and this chumrah of Bnos Yisrael, in which she didn't see for 3 days, she only saw Tipas Dam Kechadol. You have to assume that maybe through this one re'i of Dam, she needs Zayin Nekiyim. For example, let's say she began to count the 7 days after she became a Zav Gedol, and then she saw Dam in the middle of the 7 days, and that's called the Dam Hasoteres, and she would require Yomim Nekiyim, Zayin Nekiyim, because she had a Ria Soteres, and for that even Tipas Dam Kechado would be enough. So in order not to differentiate between seeing this Dam during her Yemei Nekiyim and other situations, other scenarios, they made this Chumra on themselves. Also, it's possible that she'll see Dam 2 days and she's not aware of it. Maybe she'll see a third day and she'll be aware of that, but she wasn't aware of the 2 days. There are many possible way out scenarios, and that's why Bnos Yisrael Hichmir al Atzma. Rav Amar, Rav gives another example of halacha psuka, ki hadar av Hoshia, and this is Gemara Psachim and elsewhere, that Omer av Hoshia, in regard to the Chi of Maiser, there's a way of avoiding the Chi of Maiser, and that's called avoiding or circumventing what's called Re'ias Pnei Abayis. Myram Odom Al Tvu Oso. Normally, Re'ias Pnei Abayis would happen after he removes what's called the motz, the chaff that covers the Tvua. But in this case, what he does is, as a Harama, he can circumvent the Chiv Maaser by Machnisa B'motshala. Instead of taking off the Klipa first and then Re'ias Pnei Abayis, which is called Gemar Malacha, instead he takes it into the Bayis when it's still in its Klipa, before the winnowing. Kedesh Tebehemto Cheles U'Pturim in a Maaser. So again, there's no Chiv Maaser unless he's Machnis it into his Bayis after Gemar Malacha. Here he brought it into his house before Gemar Malacha, because it was still in the chaff in its original natural state, and therefore he's not chayv in maser. Now, even if afterwards he would be chozer v'gomer malachto in the bias, let's say in the bias he peels it, it's still not considered chayv maser, because the achnosel bias took place before he peeled off the chaff. So the knisel bias, which has to clinch the gemar malacha for the chayv maser, didn't take place because the chaff was still on it. And once it wasn't chayv and maser at the time of Knesset Abayis, then what he does later and he peels it in his house does not generate maser. Now, in terms of feeding his animal, so when you feed your animal, that's called an achilas aroi. It's not called an achilas keva. An achilas aroi is mutter before maser. Achilas behema is always considered achilas aroi. Therefore, a person would not be allowed to eat tvua before maser unless it was an achilas aroi, but he could feed it to his animal, and that's not considered an achilas keva, and the chazal didn't prohibit you from doing so. Iboy Seima, another example of halacha psuka, ki hadar avhuna, Rav Huna's halacha was in terms of Mi'ilah and Kodshim, the Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Zeira, Hamekiz, Dam Bebehemas Kodshim, Osir Bahana Umolin Bo. Notice if before the Shechita of a Behemas Kodshim, he bloodlets, he removes the blood from the body, that blood is Osir Bahana, and there's an Isa Mi'ilah, and therefore if he would violate the Isa Mi'ilah and have Hana from this Dam, which they used to use for fertilizer, etc., etc., he's Mal, he's in violation of Mi'ilah, and he's Chayav a Karbon Mi'ilah. And the Chiddush here of Rav Huna is that you might have said that that after Shechitas HaKarbon there's no Me'il in Dam, and therefore even before Shechitas HaKarbon there's no Me'il in Dam. And the Chiddush of Rav Huna is that there is a Chiyuv Me'ila if he removes the Dam before Shechita. It's only after Shechita that there's no Me'il in Dam. All these are halachas psukos. They're on kashas and terutzim. They're simple, straightforward halachas and principles, and therefore he could think about them before he davens. Now, since we see a slight difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa about what is the proper attitude to stand up and daven, the Gemara quotes the minig of Amoroim, Rabbanan, most of the Rabbanan, most of the Chachom, Avdi, Kemasnisin, they were knowing like our Mishnah, which means Einodim Lispal El Mitok Kovid Rosh. But Rav Ashi Ovid Kibraisa, he wanted to have the minig like the Braisa, and he would be Mispal Mitoch Dvar Halocha Psuka. Now the Rif and many Rishonim have a girsa of Rav Simi Bar Ashi. We have the girsa of Ashi, and in the Shittim Gubetzes, the Rabbanan were not makpid to be mispal mitoch halacha psuka, but only mitoch kovid rush. Rav Ashi was makpid that in addition to kovid rush, he would require a halacha psuka. And the Mechaber writes in Siman Tzadi Gimel Sif Gimel, Ein Omdim lispal mitoch din v'lo mitoch halacha shlo yehi libo tarid bo ela mitoch halacha psuka. And the Ramay is a comment to Hainu Nami Mitoch Simcha, that this halacha psuka will bring him to a state of simcha, which is an appropriate attitude for tefillah, because of the pasuk Pikuri Hashem Yisharim Mesamche Lev. Now, if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah psuka, he writes She'ein bo iyun v'lo machlokes k'dei shel yitored al yideiz ha'betfilu mikol makom im osak b'pilpul halacha v'hiskil hiskilu atzibur l'spal yispal imoyim. Even if he was involved in a pilpul, he shouldn't miss up on the opportunity to daven together with the tzibur. And b'frat she'achshav ein mechavdin kol kach b'tfilo z'hiru el chatchila shelo l'asak b'pilpul kodem hatfilo. The Gemara now brings an additional braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Omdin L'spal, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, Lo Mitoch Schok, Lo Mitoch Sicha, which means Leitzonis, Lo Mitoch Kals Rosh, where his mind is just not focused, and Lo Mitoch Tvar B'Telim, Elo Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. For example, Rashi says, Divrei Shevach V'Tanchumim, Shebetorah, O Shebenevim, Ubik Suvim. And Rashi gives an example of Smichus Gulas Mitzrayim B'Shachris, or Smoch L'Til L'David Shel Shevach V'Tanchumim Mitzon Yerav Yaseh Shomer Hashem Eskol Ovov, and Mikros Hasduros B'Tfilas Arvis Kido Yitosh Hashem Esama. All these are Divrei Tanchumim and Divrei Shevach, and that puts a person into a mode of Simcha. This Simcha is a simcha of sichlo shel adam gover. It's a matter of his mental state, his think, his contemplation, that brings him into a state of simcha. And again, we have also the mitzvah of being mispal mitoch ema v'yira and hachna. Not everyone can reach this state of hachna and ema, but the state of simcha is something that's objectively obligatory for everyone. And this is what the Braisa is adding, that if he cannot achieve the attitude of COVID rush, of Hachna and Ema, then at least he should not be mispalmi toch schok v'kalas rush, but rather simcha shel mitzvah. V'chein, lo yiftar odo mechavero, if a person has to say goodbye to his friend, lo mitoch sicha, not in a state of leitzonis, lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalas rush, lo mitoch dvar mitel, mitoch dvar halacha, the last thing he should speak about before he says goodbye to his friend is a dvar halacha, meaning divrei Torah. That's the way that you part from your friend. Shekem atzinu b'neviim harishonim. We find in the neviim harishonim she whenever they were misnabe divrei tzar, divrei tochacha, simu es divreihem b'divrei shevach v'tanchumin, they would always close with Shevach v'tanchumin. This is the source for the Rashi that we mentioned earlier. When a person takes leave of his friends, he shouldn't do so out of Dvarim B'Teilim, just telling stories and Narishkeiten, which in some cases would be Gorim Tsar for the Nefesh, but rather he should be Nifrad from Chavero, Mitoch Divrei Torah, Hamesamchim, Mitoch Divrei Tanchumin, Divrei Shevach, and Divrei Torah. And this is Pikuri Hashem Yishor Mesamche Lev. And Rabbi Yonah says, Al Yiftar Mechaver Mitoch Simcha. And the Maratz Chayis adds that some don't have the Girsa Mitoch Dvar Halacha because, as we'll soon see in the Maisa that the Gemara is going to quote here, it's Mitoch Divrei Agada, not Tafka Divrei Halacha. V'chein tana mori bar mered, Rav Huna bered, Rav Yirmiya bar Abal Yipoter, Odom Mechaver Mitoch Dvar Halacha. And as I said, it's not necessarily the Girsa, but Mitoch Kach Zochrehu. And he gives an extra explanation for this requirement of being Nifrad, because his friend will always remember the last Halacha that they learned together, and then he'll remember his friend. And I know for myself that there's certain things that I learned from other people, and that makes me remind them when I think of those halachas. And there's the Yalkut Shimoni that says, Al yiftar adam mechaveru el dvar halach kidei sheyomar yizochar ish ploni letova shalacha zu kova biyadi. He'll remember his friend for tova because his friend taught him that halacha. And now kiha, the Gemara tells him, Maisa the Rav Kahana alvei l'Rav Simi bar Ashi. He accompanied Rav Simi bar Ashi on the derech mi Pum Nahara, from a place called Pum Tahara, which is right near the river, ad Bei Tzinyasa de Bovel, until a place in Bovel where they used to have a lot of date trees. And Kimotalos, and when they got there, Amalei Rav Kana turns to Rav Simi bar Ashi and he says, Mar, Vadei Diamri Inshi, is it true what people say? Hani Tzinyasa de Bovel, these Atzei de Kolim, these date trees, these palm trees in Bovel, Isanhu Me Odom Arishon Varata, they date back to the time of Adam Arishon. Omalei, Rav Simi said, Ade Kirasa Milsa de Rav Yossi Barab Chanini, remind me of something that I forgot, and that's the statement of Rav Yossi Barab Chanini, Dom Rav Yossi Barab Chanina, Mai de Chsiv, what does it mean in Yirmiya? Velo amru ayei Hashem amalo sonu mi eretz Mitzrayim amolicho sonu b'amidbar b'eretz arava v'shucha b'eretz tzio v'talmona b'eretz asher lo avar ba'ish velo yoshav adam ba. And the question is, v'chi me'acher, since it says velo avar ba'ish, is hey, how can you say yoshav ba'adam? Is a theory in the pasuk? Because again, at the beginning of the pasuk, it indicates that lo avar ba'ish, lo avar ba'ish, and then it says yoshav. It says yoshav ba'adam. I mean, so what is it? Is it lo avar ba'ish or is it lo yoshav ba'adam? And basically, once you know lo avar ba'ish, then you know lo yoshav ba'adam. Ela lo milcha kol eretz shegazer aleha adam arishon li yishuv nisyashva kol eretz shel gazer aleha adam arishon li yishuv lo nisyashav. The pasuk means to say lo yoshev adam sham, meaning that Adam Arishon was not gozer yishuv, and that's what people say, that the kolim of Bavel have to date back to the time of Adam Arishon. That when Adam Arishon was gozer on this makom, that it should have yishuv, it should have dekolim. In any event, we see clearly that Rav Simi Barashi did not say goodbye to Rav Kana, ela mitoch dvar Torah. The Gemara now tells another similar story about Rav Mordechai Alve. He escorted Rav Simi Barashi to say, and when he was ready to say goodbye to him, and again he was nifrad mitoch dvar halacha. So we'll start Tanu Rabbanan. Hamispal tzorch sheyichaven es libo lashamayim. We've had this in the past. And during tefillah, he should also be mechaven to pirush hamilos. As we've said over and over again, there are two kavanas in tefillah. One is that he's omid lifnei hashchina, and the other is kavanas pirush hamilos avashol omer siman ledavar. A pasuk in Tilim, tachin libam, takshiv aznecha. If they'll prepare the lev and they'll have kavana in their tefillah oz, then HaKadosh Baruch will hearken to their prayers. And what Abishol is saying is just a simul adover, not a raya, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that ikar kavanas haposuk, the main, simple, straightforward shot in the posuk is hachonas halev vitaroso mihavle ha'olam. He should cut himself off from the vanities of this world, and not pirush hamilos. But the Ritva writes that since this pasuk doesn't say specifically that he has to have kavana, but rather that if he has kavana, Kadosh Baruch Hu hearkens and listens to his prayers, then it means that it's because of his kavana. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, kachoyim min hago shal Rabbi Akiva, kshoyim mispala matzibor yemakatzer viola. In other words, he didn't want to be matriach the tzibur, to be marach in tachnunim, and therefore, mipnei torach atzibur, he would shorten and abridge his tefillah. And the shliach tzibur apparently would wait until this gadol, the Rabbi Akiva, would finish his shmon esrei. But in conscious, when he davened b'yechidus, is then adam einicho, you can put him in one side of the synagogue, in zavizu, in this corner, umotzo b'savasacheres. And by the time he was finished, if you came back and found him, you would find him in a different zavis. So the Gemara says, v'kolkach lama. Why would a person come into the Beis Knesset and find Rabbi Akiva in another Zavis? Mipnei krios v'shtachavoyos. Because Rabbi Akiva was so marbel l'chroa, he had all these bowings, and ishtachavos, maybe pishut yadayim v'raglayim, he would completely prostrate himself on the ground. And whenever he would get up, after his ashtachva, he was in a different place. He was marchik, he distanced himself from one place to the other. And the Rishonim have a machlokas here. When exactly was Rabbi Akiva doing these krios and ishtachavos? Tosus writes, Divra Maskel of Motzo, that it seems that he was mishtachva in the middle of his tefillah Shmon Esrei. Even though the Gemara says later on in Daf Lamed Dalid that we don't bow at the end of each bracha, but nevertheless in the middle of the brachas you're allowed. Rabbi Yonah, on the other hand, writes that he was mishtachvin tachnunim li'achar tefillah Shmon Esrei. This was after he finished his standard formula of Shmon Esrei. Omer Abchia bar Abba li'olam yispal odem v'bayis sheyesh bo chalonos. It's important to have windows, and that'll enhance his kavanas alev, because he'll look through the window, klapi shamayim, and he'll feel a sense of subjugation of achnoa takodesh baruch Hu. And even though the Gemara says in Yevamos Hamispal Tzoch Losis Einov Lamata, his eye should be towards the bottom, towards the floor, nevertheless, Im Yistakel Al Derech Avora Yikana Libo. Although maybe he's looking downwards for most of his tefillah, but from time to time he raises his eyes through the Chalon and he sees the Shamayim, and that inspires him for a deeper Kavana. Rabbi Yonah writes, through Re'iyas Ha'or, when he sees the light, that gives him a Yishuv Adas, that calms him down, and he can have the proper Kavana. And secondly, He wants to open the windows, Keneged Yerushalayim. And we're going to see this in a pasuk in Daniel, that he should look towards Yerushalayim through the window. And the Rambam writes in Perkei Milchus Tefillah Tzorach Liftoach Es Hachalonos Keneged Yerushalayim. You know, Chazal say that when Yosef was challenged with Eishes Potiphar, he saw the Dmus Diukno Shel Aviv. Some say that he had a place to daven in the house of Potiphar, and he had chalonos, or a chalon, in that place, and he would look towards the chalon, and all of a sudden, the vision, the apparition of Yaakov Avinu, showed up in that chalon. Shenemar, now we get to the pasuk in Daniel. Pasuk says, Daniel, k'diyada di rishim k'sova levaise, v'chavin psichon le. Bilese, bilise, neged Yerushalayim, v'zimnin tlosa v'yoma, hu barech al berchoi, hu matzle, hu moda konam eloka, kol kabel di havi over min kadmus denon. Which means, again, the Aramaic is heavy here, but Daniel knew, and he wrote it down in a ksav, he would go up to his bias, he would open up the windows were open in Aliyas Beso, on the higher, shall we say, the attic of his house, and it was all Keneged Yerushalayim. Three times a day, he would be Koreal Birkov. He would kneel on his knees, and he would be Mispalel, and he'd be Moda in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he did earlier. So you see from this pasuk that he was Mispalel in a bias that Yeshbo Chalonos, that had windows. The Gemara quotes a brisa that derives Hilchas Tefillah from Psukim, Yochol Yispal Adam Kol Yom Kulo. A person, you would think that, you know, he could be Mispal Kol Yom Kulo. Requirement is three times a day, but he can be Mispal the entire day, as many Tefillahs as he wants. However, that's not true, because Kvar Mefurish Al Yedei Daniel. Daniel says, Zimnin Tlosa, that we daven three times a day and not more. My Rebbe, Rav Salvechik, he's also derived from this and many other rayas, that tefillah needs a matir. And the matir was the established chova of three times a day, but to add a fourth, that's not acceptable. Now again, how do we reconcile this with Rabbi Yochanan's statement of Halavai, Shispal Adam Kol Yom Kulo? How to integrate this whole framework of a matir into the concept of, and integrate it and reconcile with the concept of Tfilas Nedava? That's a profound question, because Zimnin Tlosa tells me three times. Now Rashi interprets that Zimnin Tlosa, the Kavana is for Shlosha Zmanim Shonim. It means the three different time periods, and it doesn't mean three times, three pa'amim, but three zmanim. Therefore, he interprets that the zmanim are shachris mincha mairif. No, it's not just stam that he was mispal three times a day, but he was mispal shachris, mincha, and mairif. Yochel, I might argue, I might think that misheba lagola huchala. Maybe when Daniel went into Golus, he would begin to be mispalel in that way. But in other words, before he went into Golus, Daniel wasn't knowing to be mispalel Shalosh Pam B'yom, but the Chiddush of Shlosha Zimni is that when he got into Eretz Yisrael after the end of his Golus, then he davened three times a day, Shekhar Nemar, it says in Tfilas Daniel, Kol Kabel Di Hava Ovid Min Kamis Dinon. Min Kamis Dinon indicates that this was what Daniel was Rogil, this is what he used to do even before that. So May Olam, he was Rogil to be Mispalel Sholosh Tfilos Biyom. And the Pshuta Shal Mikra here is that just as he was mispal before the gzera of Dariush that prohibited him from davening, Dover Zeh, this thing that Daniel was mispal even before the gzera of Dariush, that the apostle didn't have to tell us. The Ika gzera was after that, after Dariush saw him being mispalel, and he found Sarim Derech laviro misraso, and the drasha of the Braisa is that mikadmus denan means that even before the golus, when the Beis Hamikdash still stood, he would daven three times a day. Yochel, I might think, she is pal adam l'chol ruach she yirtze. He can look in any direction. What difference it make? God is everywhere. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, neged Yerushalayim. Daniel tells us that you have to look towards the tzad of Yerushalayim. And even though we had a braisa back on Daf Lamed, that if a person is in Chutz Laaretz, he should be mechaving libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael, and someone in Eretz Yisrael, yechaving his libo k'neged Yerushalayim, and he's in Chutz Laaretz, he doesn't have to, there's no requirement to be mechaving libo k'neged Yerushalayim. However, our braisa says that if you're in Bavel, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, then you could be mechaving k'neged Yerushalayim. That's the situation of Daniel in Bavel. The Braisa now asks, Yochel, I might think, Shehei, Kololon Bevas Achas, he can spell all three tefillos at one time. How do we know that there are three zmanim, specific zmanim of tefillah? Kvar Mefurash Al Yedei David, David says in Tillim, Perek Nun Hei, Ksiv, Erev, Avoka, Vitzorayim, Asicha, Ve'ema, Vayishma, Koli. So it's got to be Erev, and Boker and Sarayim. Those are the three Zmani Tefillah. We have to separate that Tefillah. Yochel, I might think, Sheyashmiya Kolo B'Tefillah. He should speak loudly. Kvar Meforash Al Yedei Chana. Chana says in her Tefillah, in Shmuel Aleph, it says, V'chana medaber sal liba raks v'seha na'os v'kolo lo yishma. And that's why Eli HaKohen thought that she was drunk, because she's not Mashmiya Kolo. And therefore we derive from Chana that a person is not mashmiya kol b'tefillah. He should daven b'lachash in a soft and low voice. We had a gemara back on Daf Chaf Dalet, if you recall, a mashmiya kol b'tefillah reza b'katne ha'amuna. He makes it seem like Kodesh Baruch Hu can't hear his tefillah b'lachash. You have to raise your voice. That's called katne ha'amuna. And the braisa that are quoted by David HaMelech, Erev Avoka Tzarayim, as a raya that there are three zmani tefillah. We already saw in Daniel that Daniel davened three times a day, and he davened during these specific times. The Tzlach says that the reason why the Gemara above didn't bring this pasuk Erev Avoka Tzarayim is because it's possible that in all these zmanim he was mispalel, but it's possible that he was mispalel other times as well, and there were additional tefillos, and therefore the Braisa quotes the pasuk Vizimnin Tlosa B'yama, that a person has to daven three times a day, but only three times a day. And although this pasuk is not mechalik the zmanim, that's why the Braisa here quotes the pasuk Erev Avoka Vitzarayim to be mechalik into three zmanim. So it's three times that he davened per day, but it also is at three different times during the day. Yocham, I think she yishal adam tzroch v'yach kach yispalel. Maybe a person should begin with bakasha, which are the bets and the brachos and tzoyus of the Shmon Esrei. These are bakashas tzrochim, and then he should recite the Birchas HaShevach, the first three brachos. He could switch around the order. Kvar Mefarshei de Shlomo. We're going to derive this from Tfilas Shlomo in Melach Malf Perkches Shenemar. It says, Ufanisa el Tfilas Avdecha vel Tchinaso Hashem Elokai Lishmol Arina vel Atfila. First Rina and then Tefillah, meaning Rina is the Tefillah Shal Shevach, and Tefillah is Bakasha and Shelas Tzrochim. Shevach has to come before Bakasha Tzrochim. And a similar Yalfusa we have from Moshe Rabbeinu, that when he prayed to Hashem, it was first with a Shevach, Zerach Mesir Lobo, and so forth, and then he went on to Bakasha. The Rav used to always say that Shevach is a matir for tefillah for Bakasha. Who am I? Who is a human being to come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and ask for his trochim? Did the king summon him? So first he has to start with Shevach. That's the matir. The Braisa says that Bakasha comes after Shevach. Ein Omer Dover. He shouldn't say any Bakasha. Li'achar, after the Birchas Emes V'yatzev, before the first three brachos of Shmon Esrei, because he needs the first three brachos of Shmon Esrei as Birchas HaShevach. Aval achar tefila, in other words, after he finished his tefila, he completed the formula of the 18 brachos, he hasn't yet taken his three steps backwards, and then afil kesedir vili sheyom kipurim omer, he's allowed to be marich and add all the bakashas in the world, whatever his heart desires. Now here we have a machlokas rishonim between the Ravid and the Rashba. The Ravid says that a person should not be marich b'tachnunim until after the amira of Yiratzon, which comes after Sim Shalom. The pasuk Yiratzon was established as part of the tefillah, and therefore only after the Yiratzon can he be marich b'tachnunim. However, there are other Rishonim amongst them, Rabbi Yonah, the Ra'ah, they hold that you're allowed to be marich b'tachnunim even before Yiratzon, because Yiratzon itself is a tachnun. But everybody agrees that the Bryce is talking about a case where he hasn't yet taken his three steps backwards. After he takes his three steps backwards, then he's not in the state of tefillah. And for sure there's no Isur being marich b'tachnunim azoy state in the Meiri. Now, the Brisa requires or compares this marich to the vidui of Yom HaKippurim. What exactly is the Brisa trying to add here with the analogy to vidui and Yom HaKippurim? Perhaps one could have thought that after he recited the three brachas achronos, which are also shevach v'odoya, then it's not appropriate at that moment to go back to tachnunim. Because again, it sounds like he's an eved who wants to be mekabel schar. And should he be mevakesh tzrochav after the shalosh brachas achronos? And the chiddush here is that, yeah, he could be marich. Just like in the case of Vidui Yom HaKippur, you might say, well, he should shorten his Vidui, because Vidui is a very important commitment on his part, and maybe he shouldn't exaggerate. But no, he's allowed to say a Seder Vidui with Arichas Dvarim. Itmar Nami, the Gemara quotes a statement of Rav Chiya as a support for what we learned in this Braisa. Amar Chibar Ashi, Amar Rav, Afal Pisha Omru, Shoel Odom Tzrochav, Bishomet Tfila. Even though a person is allowed to add any of his tzrochim in tefillah, in ba'al lomar achat tefillah, so afilu kaseder vidush yom kippurim omer, which means he has two options. He could either add his own personal tchinos and bakoshos into shomer tefillah, which make them part of the integral part of the body of Shmon Esrei, or alternatively, after a tefillah, he's mutar, he's allowed to be marach b'tachnunim. In Shomei Tefillah, perhaps, he should not be marich, Tosa says, not here, but elsewhere. Omer Rav Hamnuna kama hilchasa gavravasa ikal mishma mihani kroy dechana. There's so many different halachas that we could derive, great halachas, that we should derive from the psukim that describe the tefillah of Chana. Now it's interesting because back on the Aflamid, Rabbi Lozen wanted to prove from Tfilas Chana that you have to daven b'kovid rosh, and the Gemara rejected it. Maybe Chana is different, she was a Mara slave. But nevertheless, that Techiyah is only with regard to the Halacha that he wanted to derive, Rabbi Lozen, from that Pasuk, namely that you have to mispal b'kovid rosh. Kovid rosh is specifically related to Maras Nefesh, but other Halachas we will learn and derive from Chana. For example, Vehine Chanahi Midaberes Aliba. In other words, her tefillah was a tefillah with kavanas lev. Mikan lechol mispal shetzorch shichavin eslibo. Another example. Raksvaseh nos. Mikan lechol mispal sheyachtoch bisfosov. It's not enough that he has kavanas alev, but he has to enunciate the words with his lips. And furthermore, the kol lo yishma mikad shalosa lag bias kol b'tefila, he should not raise his voice in tefila ve'achshaveh eli l'shikora. What could we learn from this pasuk that Eli suspected of being drunk, Mikan sheshikar osel ispalel. So it's very odd. The Gemara is assuming that Eliyahu HaKohen knew that she was being mispalel, but he thought that she was drunk, and she's not allowed to be mispalel in a state of drunkenness. Not the simple shot that we thought, that Eli thought that she was just mumbling stupidities. He knew that she was davening, but he suspected her of davening in an intoxicated state. And the answer of Chana to Eli was, Al titen asamoscha lefanei bas belial. In other words, that a shikar as mispalel is called an ovid avodah zarah, and don't suspect me of that, she told him. Now, why did Eli think that she was drunk? In those days, Rashi points out, people were not rugil to be mispal b'lachash. Chana really changed with her innovation the tzuras ha'tefila. So Marsha says, is that really possible? I mean, if the din is that you shouldn't be magbias kola, would they davening in a loud voice and violating that din? Therefore, he interprets it differently, that Eli thought she was drunk because her bustle is palal, because she kept davening, as the pasuk says, "Vahoya ki her bustle is palal lifnei Hashem, the Eli shomer espia." And Eli couldn't understand how could she continue to be mispalel ad infinitum, so to speak. That was not something that was rugil. People at that time would daven whenever they would daven, like we do today. And therefore, she was so marech that he thought she must be drunk. So these are the halachas, such as review, that we derive from Chana. Number one, you need kavanas alev. Number two, you need to be mechatech besfosov. Number three, you're not allowed to be magbia kolo. And number four, that you're not allowed to daven when you're a shikar. That's not specifically derived from Chana herself, but from the context in which the Torah presents the story of Eli and Chana. The Gemara now derives other halachos from Chana, from Tfilas Chana. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Eleha Eli ad masaitish takarin hasirias yenayach me'alayach amar ablozo mikan." We should derive Adam roe bechavero. Now we're going to turn to Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. Dover sheino hagun tzarch lo chicho. In other words, if Eli suspected her of davening v'shikras, he had to give her a tochacha. I'm not exactly sure what the chiddush here is. The Torah says, "Ochech tochias amisecha." We don't need a proof from Eli on davar sheino hagun, but perhaps you could say that this is not a serious avera or a formal violation of davening when you're drunk. It's a davar sheino hagun. It's not appropriate for tefillah, and that also generates a chiv tochacha. That's the chiddush here of Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara now continues to darshan the psukim with regard to Tfilas Chana. The pasuk says, "Vata'an Chana v'tomer lo Adoni isha kshas ruach anochi yayim v'shech lo shasisi v'shpochas nafshi lifnei Hashem amar ula v'itema Rab Yossi v'Rab Chanina amar le." Chana turns to Eli and she says, "Lo Adon Ata b'dover zeh." In this particular context, you're not an adon, you're not a master of knowledge. "V'lo ruach hakodesh shorelech," and at this moment in time, you are not zochet to ruach hakodesh, because you made a mistake. "Shata choshdani b'dover zeh," that I'm davening in a state of intoxication. You should know that I'm not intoxicated. Apparently, you don't have a chachmar, and certainly not ruach hakodesh in this particular time frame, in this context. Ika de amri, others say it in a different way. Hachi amrle, this is what Chana said to Eli. "Lo adonata," and she asked it in a question mark. "Are you not an adon? Lav ika shchina ruach hakodesh gabach? Do you not have shchina and ruach hakodesh? Shedantani lekaf chova, that you judge me in the negative side, that I'm a shikar v'lo dantani l'kaf schus? Why couldn't you tip the scale in my favor that I'm in such tsar, and that's why I daven in the way I daven? Mi lo idata de isha k'shas ruach anochi? Do you not know that I'm an isha k'shas ruach?" She basically asked Eli two things. since you have Shekhinah that Shorah, you're a tzaddik, then for sure you wouldn't be choshed me, you would be dam mi l'kaf zchus. And secondly, she pointed out that there's no Ruach HaKodesh here on you, is Shorah on you, because otherwise you would know that I'm an Isha Kshas Ruach. And further in the pasuk it says, V'yayin Shecholo Shasisi, Chana denies that she drank any sort of beer, any sort of wine. If somebody suspects you of a dar maguna, you have to clear your reputation. You have to tell them that they're wrong. You have to be menakes atzmo, v'isem nekir. Now, why do we need a special limud here of Rabbi Lozor? Because in general, there's halacha v'isem nekir that you have to look into. Ayin b'yalkut b'yurim, b'rechava, b'rechava. Now the Gemara in Masechta Erevin has a distinction between what's called shesuyayin and a shikar. Omer Rabbi Abba bar Huna, shasui al yispal v'mispal tfil oso tfila, but shikar al yispal v'mispal tfil oso toeva. And the Gemara goes into detail. What's the difference between a suyayin, where his tefillah is a tefillah, and a shikar, where his tefillah is not a tefillah? Kol sheyochel dabel fnei hamelech, shikar. Kol sheeini yochel dabel melech. Shasui, I'm sorry, is kol sheyochel dabel fnei hamelech. You can enunciate and formulate logical sentences, but if you can't do that, then you're really a shikar. You can't talk in front of the king. And the Gemara now says, based on the pasuk al titein es hamoscha lifnei bas belial ki mirov sichi vekasi dibarti ad heina, don't think of yashivcha as a bas belial, because it's only because of my heavy anguish and my anger and everything that I'm experiencing that I spoke in this way. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lozor, we should derive from this mikan l'shikar shemispal ki ilu oved Avodah Zarah. Now, why is it Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah? The Marsha says that Shichrus, that intoxication, Mevil Bilbul Hadas V'Dimyonos Kozmin. You start hallucinating about things that aren't, imagining things that really doesn't exist. So therefore you're denying the truth. And that's what Avodah Zarah is all about, denying the truth. And the drinking of wine will cause a person to say, Lama Lanu Kel, Chas V'Shalom. And that makes you into an Oved Avodah Zarah. But again, we're talking about a Shikar, we're not talking about a Suyayin. The Gemara elucidates this Drash Ksiv Hoch. It says in the Pasuk Lefnei Bas Blial Ksiv Hosam, in the Parash of Ira Nidachas, in Dvarim Perak Yud Gimel, I think it's at the end of Re'e, if I'm not mistaken. It says, Yatsu anoshim b'dei v'lial mikirbecha, v'yadichu es yoshvei iram le'mar nelchov en avdolo him achirim asher lo yidatem. So the pasuk clearly indicates that the irani dachas is because of the anoshim b'nei b'lial, mala halon avodazora, afkan avodazora. So we see a connection between someone who davens in a state of shikrus and an Oved Avodah Zarah. And the similarity here is this kind of idea of denying the truth. We'll stop here, and Emirat Hashem will continue tomorrow.